Alright, y'all. We are back with the toaster oven. So, I don't really know how this works. I'm going to treat it the way I want to treat it. And just fuck it. So, if you guys tuned in to our last episode, that was our introduction, pilot, trial, intro, that kind of deal, whatever you want to call it. It was the beginning, it was a start, trying it out. We were in our home base, and right now we are in the element of what the fuck I'm talking about. In the car on I-95, headed north in a shitload of traffic. A shitload. I'm trying to get off the 95, go to Bridge Street, Harbison, get back home. So, in the meantime, we got a lot of time to talk. A lot of funny things to talk about. It's Monday. Sure, a ton of you guys are driving home doing the same shitty thing that I'm doing right now. And I hope one day all these beautiful cars I see around me parked waiting in traffic and all these beautiful people driving them will very, very soon hopefully be listening to my bullshit and I can wave to you guys, you get a little shout out, call you up, call in, see what's good. But for now, getting started. So let me tell you a little bit about today. Let's get started with. Today was not your typical Monday. I kind of took a hiatus last week from work, dealing with life. You know, that beautiful thing that we all love and hate so much. Don't know which one we do more. Do we hate it? Do we love it? And I think is that we love life so fucking much that all the shit makes us look like we hate it. Come on, guy. Come fucking switch lanes. Sean Gill and Sons, whatever the fuck you are. You're a plumbing and heating specialist that's sucking at fucking driving. Anyway, that's what I think. If you love something so much, the only negative things it gives to you are love. It's looked at as a bad thing, but essentially, if love is always a good thing, there's no negatives. You gotta always think positive. So, back at work, I had to find where the fuck these motherfuckers were, because no one's asking me to play the fucking Let's Not Answer Today game. Like, little kids, I'm texting everyone apologizing, like, my two other fellow engineers, my boss, like, yo, sorry, life hit me in the face, yada, 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 no excuses, let me make it up to you, work for free, whatever the fuck it takes. So, no one answered. I'm not gonna sit at home, I'm too hungry to sit at home, and there's too much food in my house to eat. I need different food. I like to eat money, hustle, grind. I like to eat that. I like to eat learning. I like to eat knowledge. I like to eat it up. And I don't spit that shit out. I get fat on it. I get super fat Albert on all the knowledge in the world. And I don't even care. I'll be the biggest obese model ever, but it'll be like an Albert Einstein kind of, like, whatever. So I go to the first house we normally are at. Second, third, nothing. Dead, not even zilch, zero. I'm like, all right, the fuck did it? We didn't start these many new cribs. So I decided to go to my boss's personal property that he's working on. Post up, waiting for him. I got time to roll a blunt for my ride home. Oh, speaking of blunt, hold up, guys. Got a little Wayne action in there with the lighter, but yeah, so waiting. I'm like, alright, fuck it. I'm writing my boss this very nice note. He'll know I was here. He can't keep ignoring my text messages, because, like, now I'm like working too hard at trying to work. I wonder how much it could work. So, see him, pulls up on the scene, Israeli bull with another Israeli bull. We're all talking some shit, and I go say some joke in Hebrew. Basically, he's like not even funny in English or translates or makes any sense at all, but it kind of just means, like, what's up in a way. It's like, I've noticed in different languages it's acceptable to start off a conversation with a joke. Like, instead of saying, hey, how are you, or how's it going, or what's up, or how's it hanging, like, stupid fucking we always say in America, no one gives a shit about what you say afterwards, it's just about saying that line. Like, you know, you walk into your girl's house, you see the other parents, you gotta respect them, obviously, like, the fuck, be a bench and all, but, like, I care about how you're doing, but are you going to actually tell me how you're doing, or are you just gonna say, are you just in the same conversation I'm in? So, like, Israelis, we like to spice it up a little bit. We start off the joke, but, like, Israelis, no one gives a fuck. We all have good sense of humor. We can take a joke. We can get made fun of, and I can come back at you. Kind of like the toaster oven. That's what the toaster oven's all about. The toaster oven is like, I have to call. Well, I'm with my homies, my closest homies. We roast each other. We roast the shit out of each other. It's like a burn session, a fucking roast, whatever you want to call it. I don't need a fucking Donald Trump roast, all the other roasts, because every single day of my life with the people that I love the most roast each other so fucking bad that in the real world, end of the day, nobody can get to us. Tough as nails. Through and through, thick and thin. Ain't nobody built like the way we built. And we build ourselves. That's the main thing. Build yourself. Make fun of your friends so fucking much that nothing and no one else can offend them in the entire world until they walk in that room and you bust your ass so hard. Because I promise you, no matter how far you fall, if you are my friend, my homie, my best friend, my family, my girl, whatever the fuck you are that you are to me, you're going to fall so hard. I'm going to crack the fuck up, but I promise you, I'm going to be there the whole way up until you walk in again. And I'm going to promise you that I'm going to sit there and remind you about that fall, crack up about it no matter how much your bitch ass cries. And then when you fall again, do the same thing. I ain't gonna leave. That's how it works. Even if you treat me like shit, you know why? Because I just didn't treat you how I'm trying to be treated. So you're gonna feel so fucking bad. I don't even give a fuck what's going on. Think about it. It's all you kids out there. But, alright, news today is kind of weird because, like, the weather's off. Do we care about the weather? Whatever. The sports are quiet, but that's mainly because the birds play tonight. We got Monday Night Football in Philly. Oh, shit. That's why there's so much fucking traffic. Jesus. Good shit, guys. Thanks for reminding me. I'm talking to all you viewers out there. Thank you. Eagles play tonight, so I'm chilling. Maybe I'll see the game through the fucking stadium when I drive by soon. But, yeah, we got Washington, NFC East conference game, Monday Night Football. I hope we're blacked out because we don't fucking lose. We need to wake the fuck up out of our shit. Our defense, wake up. Malcolm Jenkins is woke, and that is it. And everyone else, y'all sleep, and we have no secondary. I don't care if you're a bench player, practice squad, secondary, whoever the fuck you are. If your number's called and you're on the field, you better hit the fucking shit out of somebody. You better make that tackle. You better get your hands on that ball, and he better not score a fucking touchdown. I don't care. You're in the NFL. The NFL, an NFL team, is paying your contract. No bitching, no nothing. You are the top level, highest paid. There's no difference between you and fucking Richard Sherman. These are just fucking names. They just made it once. One hit wonders. So you can make that one hit tonight and then wonder about your next hit tomorrow, baby. Let's go. We gotta win this Eastern fucking NFC East. Only way we're making the playoffs is if our defense steps up. We win out the NFC East and win the games we're supposed to win in the NFC. I forget our schedule, but any AFC games, did you know we have that one? Fuck. Is it the Jets? I'll come back with that, but you guys probably can check it up while I'm spitting some game. But, yeah, we need to really work the ball. Wentz has got to throw it. He's got to let it loose. Got to come down with the ball. Got to hit Golden Tate early. Hit him down the field. Long 40 yards something. We don't even need to score. Just scare them. Scare that secondary. We're going to have Richard Sherman like a hawk out there. He's going to try to eat today. And once... we need Wentz to be that guy that's not going to give him that food. He's going to be that big-ass motherfucker that says, you ain't going to eat today. Because when Golden Tate's going to be locked up by you, we're going to throw to Alshon. When Alshon's going to be locked up, we're going to throw to Nelson. And so on, because we're the fucking birds. The dogs. And hungry dogs run faster. That Super Bowl ring did not satisfy my hunger. I'm way too hungry, and I'm not even on the team. I'm 5 foot, like, 900, like, buck 65 right now, buck 70. I didn't really eat today, so probably buck 65. And I would lay out any motherfucker in open field if I played for the Eagles every day of the week, and I would pay anyone's contract to the team for a spot on the team. No talent needed. It's all heart and the defense. You don't need to know how to – you don't need hands. You don't need an arm. You need a fucking giant heart. And you need to know how to lower your head and pretend there's no one there. Run the fuck through them. I guess you don't even need that just for football. If you use that in life, who cares the competition in front of you? You got a job interview or something, someone smart in front of you, you have a debate, you're going up in court. Whoever your opponent is, essentially, them being stronger and smarter than you is your benefit. Because you're going to know who's stronger and who's smarter right off the bat, and they're gonna get cocky, they're gonna slip up, they'll be like, ah, I can take it light, I'm smarter than this motherfucker. Oh, I don't have to hit my hardest. I'm stronger than this motherfucker. Nigga, just because you're stronger and smarter doesn't mean that when I attack, it's not going to be stronger and smarter. In general, you can be, but if every like they said in Jesus, like a tow truck, police rotation tow truck, staying in the middle of the fucking way, causing accidents. So what? You can cause an accident, so then maybe, you can get some towing, fucking gross-ass motherfucking tow-ass motherfuckers. Like, really, it's dirty business. Like, not even Jordan Belfort, even worse. But, anyway, losing our train of thought. I don't know if it's the shit going on around me, or maybe this blunt, or the importance of what I was talking about. So, we're going to go into the fact that Krav Maga is where I'm getting to. The art of defense. Like Newton said, every action has an opposite and equal reaction. An object in motion will stay in motion until it's acted on and something else stops it. An object at rest will stay in rest. That doesn't just mean shit, like solid liquid gases. That means life, people, everything. Physics is such a big open door. All you did was open the door, and we're the ones who have to figure out how deep it is, how far the house is, where the door lead to. That's where I think today's segment's gonna go on. It's where does that fucking door lead to? Because everyone gets scared. You're like, yo, I can't fight this guy. He's double my size. So what? Weight classes are only in sports for TV to make it look fair, so that the Vegas could fuck you on the line. Vegas doesn't lose people. Take it from. I don't even bet like that. I take advantage of you guys for betting, because Vegas not gonna lose ever. Their lines aren't going to lose because it's all there as, like, sports are real, everything's real, nothing's rigged, nothing's fake, but it's there to cover up the important shit, and the real best athletes are doing other shit, smarter shit, more money shit. Those are the people on the mainstreams, on the magazines making all that money. Good for you. Who cares? I'm going to match you, and I'm not going to be on Forbes because I don't give a shit about that. Because I already know I got no money. And I work really, really hard in gross, disgusting places. And I'm a bitch right now because I'm new, only 20. Ooh, that's a cute little couple making out a car in front of me, a little Toyota Camry. Ooh, from the Garden State. All right. A little action on the fucking Lehigh Avenue red light, but whatever. Anyway. So, in Krav Maga, you learn if your opponent's stronger than you, that's sick. Because you have all of his strength plus yours now. If he's weaker than you, still sick, because you still have all of his strength and yours now. See what I'm working with? No matter what it is, you're automatically stronger when you have an opponent, because your opponent has strength and has all these things that he's going to use. And it's all about how you use yours and counter theirs and in defense with your brain and your heart and your mind and your muscle the same way, and physics and science too. Because I know that if someone bigger than me gets a nice, clean, fucking energized hit on me, it's gonna hurt. I could go to sleep, and God knows what happens. You get knocked the fuck out. People are crazy out here. So you gotta be smarter. You gotta take a step back. Let them throw the first punch. They got a southpaw on you? That's cool. Switch your hips. Switch them up so much that they don't even know if you're south, north, west, east, pole, if you're even going to punch him, or you're going to smack him, or you're going to stick your finger in his ass, whatever it is. He's already confused. There goes his mind. He doesn't know what to do. But he knows he's stronger, so he'll figure it out, because he thinks he could take a hit or two. What he doesn't know is that we don't even have any intention of fucking hitting him. I'm going to make this motherfucker so confused and so tired from following me around before he can even get the chance to hit me. And this is all quick, guys. It's not like a long process. It's like a fight. Everyone knows how long fights are. Quick. We're talking physical now. We'll go with mental later. We're doing both, but then is where you use your mind, because you just took away his mind, so now you're smarter. Even though he's smarter in general, you took away his mind in the situation because he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. So now you're at the mind advantage. He still has the strength advantage because he's probably stronger than you. But you're moving, you're like confusing him, and he's getting tired because he's thinking, and he's moving because he doesn't want to get snuck either. So you gotta find that moment, whether it's you need to fuck this guy up somehow, take him down, or you just want to get the fuck out of there and save your life. If you want to get the fuck out of there and save your life, confuse him so he can run away. If he's got a gun, deal, run zigzag. You're getting away. People can't shoot like that. And if he hits you, the chances of it being fatal are, like, you just, it's worth it. it's better than the chances of you fighting him one-on-one. He whips it out, puts it in your dome, and in case you're fucking fat, everything goodbye. At that point, look him in the eyes and start praying. Because I swear, fucking God, that shit would suck dick, but I'm going to look him straight in his fucking soul. So hard, even as a kid, they're going to come out knowing about me. Anyway. I want all you guys to think like this, by the way. I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky. I'm trying to be as humble as I can and help anyone out there who needs help and anyone who doesn't think they need help. Maybe you'll learn something new or hear from someone. Or you guys can let me know one day I'm full of shit and show me the right way to do it, because I would love to learn again. Like I said, Albert Einstein knowledge. It's like Albert Einstein and Fat Albert in one. That's how I look at my mind. It's fat as shit, doesn't know anything, and so smart at the same time. But the best thing about the world and learning is that first you pick the things you learn in school. After school, you pick the things you want to learn. You pick the things you have to learn. And then you learn so much that you'll see a whole like world of things you want to learn, need to learn, da 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 da, so on and so on. So let's say you can't run away and you're stuck. You're starting to swing on you. Shit's happening. You're scared about getting hit. You don't even like. He's going to be concerned about hitting you and covering himself. In your mind, all you got to do is worry about covering yourself. Cover and move, cover and move, cover and move, cover and move. That takes away no energy. Cover and move, cover and move. By then, you're going to be cover and moving so much, your adrenaline's going to be through the fucking roof. This guy's adrenaline's going to be done. He's going to be shot. He's going to be burnt out. He's going to be tired throwing haymakers in and shit. He's a hay no maker. He didn't make no hits. He's going to be tired. He's going to wait for that one big breath. Everybody does it. I don't care what you say or who you are. I've ran track for 8 years. I've wrestled at the highest level in Pennsylvania, states, nationals, regionals, or fuck you want to talk about. Come through to my house. I'll show you the medals, show you the pictures. But you always know your opponents, or you, if you are acting like the opponent, because you don't have to act like the opponent. You can always be the defender. And you know there's going to be that one... And that one big breath, and that's when you get him. You hit him where it hurts. He's going to take his breath. His hands aren't going to be able to swing because you can't swing when you're breathing in. If you swing and you're breathing in, you're going to eat that punch, and you can still follow through with your punch. If I'm breathing out while you're breathing, you're in, your biggest breathing, and I hit you where it hurts, and your fucking jejunum, your throat, and your fucking nutsack, I don't give a shit, in the kidney, in your stomach, if I get two hits to your face, if I get whatever the fuck it is, I'm breathing out and I'm giving you everything I fucking got. And I'm not even looking for a second hit or looking to see if you're on the floor, if I knocked you out, what's good. Because the second I hit you, you're going to be breathing in. You're going to lose all your air and I'm going to be out. That's it. You're out. And you just beat a guy who's smarter than you and stronger than you. Now let me quick. Hey, 12 o'clock, boys. Hey, 12 o'clock boy, Philly nice. Woo, we got two of them right here. ATVs. Damn. The only thing that sucks about podcasts is it would be way cooler if there was like a video deal, because you guys would see some cool shit. But anyway, the way you do the mind game, it's easy. Less is more. Essentially, no one knows if you're playing dumb or you're really dumb. So you could always put it on the front if you don't know if you're smarter or not, that you're playing dumb. Just let him do the talking, let him do the sayings and the commands, and you just be the defense. By defense, I don't mean being a pussy and sucking his dick and you're making excuses. I mean, you let him talk his shit, and then you figure out in your head that one part that he slipped up on. Because everybody slips up. Nobody's perfect. And if you're perfect, you slipped up to get perfect. Everyone slips up. You don't know what perfect is, or good is, or happy is, or success is, until you fucking failed, until you lost, until whatever you want to call it, until you're negative, until you're down in your shit, until you're so down in your shit that you don't want to be in the shit anymore. And you know you do. Every time I think that we're like down a couple points, why are these two bitches in front of us talking? Let's open up the window, hear what they're saying. I really hope you guys could hear this.
What? Broke down up there.
We got.
So it's like everybody's U-turning.
Oh yeah.
How that bus is getting through.
There's no way to go that way. You think?
No, there's no way. Everybody's U-turn. That's why. Oof. I said if you can U-turn some way.
Yeah. Thank you. Good looks. Beautiful fucking lady out there. Mayfair. Shout out. Mayfair bitches, and not shout out to SEPTA for sucking a big fat cock. You guys suck cock. How do you break down in the middle of the most busiest time and street and place that there is? I'm on East Allegheny, trying to get on the highway. Lehigh Allegheny Commons right here. We should hop on 95. Got a line of cars and shit. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But moral of the story, if you're down, you're winning. You didn't win yet, but you're winning. Don't stay down. Nobody stays down. If you stay down, you just get out. You're out. You're fucked. People do stupid shit. Don't do stupid shit. Because I know. I don't care my athletic ability. Down by two. Balls in my hand. I don't care if I could pull up a three or not. Or if I trust my shot or not. I just know that when I'm down, I'm coming back the fuck up. You knock me down 7 times, I'm standing up 14 because I learned something from each time you knocked me down. It's not like I got knocked down and then I came back up and I went back down to the same place I went. I went back down to a different place. To a different one. Just the getting knocked down again part. And then I'm going to come back 2 times stronger because I just got knocked down twice 2 different ways. I just learned 2 new things. And when I come back 7 times, that's 14 fucking times, bro. Try to tell you... That's our lesson of the day. I don't really want to get into the news or talk too much longer because keep it short, sweet, down to the point, not keep you guys all over the place. But the news of your today, your Monday, your December, first week of work in December. When you're down, be happy because it just fucking happens. You only realize it when you get down. You don't realize the way down. And when you realize you're down, smile, go to sleep, take a breath, smoke a blunt, whatever your shit is, meditate. Don't really drink too much. It's not good to drink when you're down. But whatever it is, just know that when you close your eyes and wake up the next day, it's the start of the up. You're coming up. And you're only going to go up until you find the next thing to bring you down. Because then you're just going to get stuck. Think about it. Let me know. Also, please follow, subscribe, like, find me, talk to me. I would love some topics. You guys would hear me talk about some shit. Be funnier. I'm really kind of holding back right now because I want to set the tone, set the mood for this first toaster roaster. Wait till I get some of the homies up in here and you'll see how we roast. Make fun of some people a little bit. Some of my friends first. Open up the ball game because I have a lot of plans, a lot of shit written down, a lot of content. And all I really need is nothing. I just need ride homes from work, which are every day. Or I need some like funny, a good situation. Trendy? Nah, wavy. I guess waves come. Yeah, we'll call it, I'm keeping it wavy. Waves come and go, different sizes. Got the motion and the ocean coming in progress. Coming to you live from the toaster oven. Have a good one. Peace.